From the University of Kansas, this is KPR Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Mammoth, presenting a night of live storytelling and music with Professor Greg Jackson of the History That Doesn't Suck podcast, Friday, October 11th at Liberty Hall. Tickets available through Ticketmaster.com.
It's 80 degrees in Lawrence, 80 in Emporia, 84 in Abilene. It's 6:06. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 91.3 FM in Junction City, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Everyone can leave a gift to KPR through their will. It's an inspired way to support an organization that's enriched your life and that of others in your community. Learn more about leaving a legacy gift to KPR at kansaspublicradio.org.
Closing in on our next update of news headlines, that's about 12 minutes away. Then, the Texas power grid is straining under data and crypto demands. Demand for electricity in Texas continues to break records. We'll learn more about that. Also, MIT says their percentage of Black, Hispanic, Native American, and Pacific Islander students in its incoming freshman class has plummeted. They are tying it to last year's Supreme Court ruling banning affirmative action in admissions. We'll talk about it coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Cromwell Environmental, serving Kansas and Missouri since 1982 with a variety of environmental services from indoor air quality and mold services to energy audits and solar energy installation. More information at CromwellEnvironmental.com.
Turangalila is a word that all at once means love song, hymn to joy, time, movement, rhythm, life, and death. It's a big word. We will hear the Turangalila Symphony by Olivier Messiaen in the next concert from the BBC Proms tomorrow night at 7 o'clock on your KPR One stations. Mostly clear skies tonight with a low in the lower 60s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 80s. Tomorrow night's low only getting down to the lower 70s. Plenty hot on Saturday with highs in the mid-90s. It's 6:20.
Appearances from party heavyweights and celebrities outlining their case for the Harris Walls ticket. But as the convention comes to an end, the election is just 2 months away. We'll debrief on the night's headline speech tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Jay Schaefer will be your local host.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Health Foundation, empowering Kansans to collaborate on a variety of challenges to make the state a healthier place to live. Ways to engage are at kansashealth.org.
News headlines are coming up next. It's 80 degrees in Lawrence, 83 in Manhattan. It is 6:30.
Lower across the board. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. The top Republican brass in Kansas are meeting tonight in Mission Hills to raise money for Donald Trump's campaign for president. Zane Irwin has the details on the event in the wealthy Kansas City suburb.
The crowd of 300 will include former U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, Senator Roger Marshall, and Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance. It costs $5,000 per couple to attend, $10,000 for a photo opportunity. The chair of the Kansas GOP, Mike Brown, is optimistic that Kansas donors will show up at the national and local level.
There's plenty of money to go around for our local races and for our state house races. This is a very different pool of money.
Brown estimates the event will raise $3 to $5 million for former President Trump's campaign. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Zane Irwin.
Kansas health officials have confirmed a tuberculosis outbreak in the Kansas City metro area. Celia Yopis-Jepson has that story.
56 people in Wyandotte and Johnson counties are being treated for tuberculosis. That's more cases than the whole state saw last year. Plus, another 19 people are being treated in other Kansas counties. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment says the public is at very low risk of infection, but if you think you've been exposed, contact your county health department. Department. TB spreads through the air, for example, when a sick person coughs. State and county health officials are working to ensure patients get appropriate treatment. Two people have died of TB this year in Kansas. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Celia Yopis-Jepson.
The University of Kansas has won a $26 million federal grant to help make things cooler and greener at the same time. Jay Schaefer has more.
The grant will help KU develop new technology to make everything from air conditioners to refrigerators more environmentally friendly. The money from the National Science Foundation will help build a new center where researchers will try to come up with new types of refrigerants that don't contribute to global warming. Mark Shiflett, a KU professor of chemical and petroleum engineering, will lead the effort. He says the research center will be located inside an existing building on the Lawrence campus. It's expected to be operational this fall. I'm Jay Schaefer.
This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from the state.
Rounded start to your morning.
Tomorrow being a weekday morning, join us 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR station. Start off your day with the latest news and much more, plus the comforting sound of Jay Schaefer as you ease into your morning.
Support for KPR comes from Eagles Rest, a locally owned furniture store in Lawrence, specializing in toxin-free customizable mattresses by Savvy Rest. All natural latex, wool, and cotton with a 20-year warranty. Online at EaglesRestNaturalHome.com.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 96.1 FM in Lawrence, and many other frequencies scattered around the state, or was online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from FW Houston Medical Center 24/7 walk-in clinic, serving the healthcare needs of the Jefferson County area no matter the time of day. More information at 913-774-4340.
Bit more All Things Considered still to come. You'll be followed on your KPR1 stations by Classics Live. If you're joining us on KPR2, stick around for KPR Presents. Lows in the lower 60s tonight, highs in the upper 80s tomorrow. Lows only getting down into the 70s tomorrow night. It'll be very hot on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Mid-90s for a high on Saturday, upper 90s on Sunday. It's 10 minutes before 7.
It's all inclusiveness. More information, including application, at progressive.com/careers. And from listeners like you, who donate to this NPR station.
On the final day of the Democratic Convention, Vice President Kamala Harris accepts her party's presidential nomination. Hear our analysis tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Jay Schaefer is your local host.
Support for KPR comes from Pines Garden and Market, featuring a wide selection of perennials, trees, shrubs, growing supplies, and gardening advice since 1962. Open 7 days a week in North Lawrence. More information at PinesGardenMarket.com.
Stay tuned. Coming up, we have Classics Live, followed by Tango Thursday, Evening Classical with Destiny. All of that followed by Jazz in the Night. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3. KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Yoga Center of Lawrence, now offering 3 weekly introductory yoga classes to help you establish consistent practice, Saturdays, Sundays, and Tuesdays. Learn more at yogacenteroflawrence.org.
We had a fairly chilly day today. We will not have a fairly chilly day tomorrow or the next several days. Tonight's low in the lower 60s, tomorrow into the upper 80s. On Saturday into the mid 90s, on Sunday and Monday into the upper 90s. Stay hydrated. The time is 7:01.
Welcome to another Classics Live from Kansas Public Radio. I'm Cordelia Brown, and we're in the Polsky Theater of the Midwest Trust Center for the Performing Arts inside Johnson County Community College. Mezzo-soprano Christy Haney is back in town to treat us to a fun recital from her operatic career and from American musical theater. Here's Christy Haney with one of the best piano accompanists in the world, KU's own Ellen Summer. First, they'll do Le Temps de Lila, or In the Time of Lilacs, April, and An April Day. Soon she'll match those with songs from the American Songbook that also echo spring in the lyrics. Spring can really hang you up the most, plus it might as well be spring. Here's Christy Haney and Ellen Summer in a Rule Joyce recital on Classics Live.
What? The Rule Joyce concert series holds a very special place in my heart, and it also was the last performance that I made in March of 2020. Yeah, little did we know, right? So I'm so very grateful to be back and share with you a project that came out of all of the cancellations that followed. So when everything was canceled, I decided to start a recording project. And that is the album that you'll hear today. The first piece we just heard was Le Temps des Lilas by Chausson. And what I've done is it occurred to me that as long as our human experience has been shared, that we have shared it with each other through music. And that while the musical styles and the languages that we express those in might have changed, the human experience remains constant. So today you'll hear the first half of our concert will be taken from Western classical art song. And then the second half, we have found echoes. So we take the poetry from the first half, and we will echo it with modern sentiments from American standards, American songbook, jazz, musical theater, in the second half. So I'll give you just a little nugget of what each translation is, since maybe not all of you speak French. And then we'll go on from there. So number one from this half will correspond with number one from the second half, and so on. These next two pieces will pair with the second two pieces in the second half. The first one is April by Tosti, and then the second piece is An April Day by Florence Price. The first piece, since it's in Italian, do you not smell in the air the perfume that spring breathes out? Do you not hear in your soul the sound of a new enticing voice? It is April, the season of love. Then the second piece is in English, so I think you'll be just fine, if I'm doing my job well. It's by Florence Price, though, and if you don't know of this wonderful female composer, she was the first black female composer to be credited as a symphonic composer, so she's kind of a big deal. She was born in 1887 in Little Rock, Arkansas, was educated up in Boston in New England Conservatory, and went on to write just a huge volume of works, over 300 works, symphonic, concerti, solo instrumental works, and thankfully vocal works as well. So you'll get to hear one of her pieces. So we'll just go from one right into the other.
Il suono di nuova voce lusinghiero.
Thank you. Our next piece is by an Austrian-born, kind of slash American-adopted composer, Korngold. He was born in 1897. He is kind of notably famous for writing music for early Hollywood movies, and he won an Oscar for The Robin Hood with Errol Flynn. So he's the composer of all those amazing, sweeping cinematic scores that kind of defined early Hollywood and went on to inspire, you know, John Williams and all these wonderful other composers. This piece is from a song cycle of four songs called Lieder des Abschieds, which is songs of farewell. The poetry translation for you today is this. Moon, thus you rise once more over the dark valley of unwept tears. The heart that has suffered separation will burn eternally. And see if in this beautiful orchestration, really, of the piano that Ellen will give us today, you can hear that moonlight shimmer.
Thank you.
My undergraduate voice teacher, at Dr. Anne Delaney, I went to UMKC at the conservatory 100 years ago, and Dr. Delaney told me that mezzos and baritones were never allowed to pick their own repertoire because we would pick only slow, sad things. So it's me. Yeah, I'm sorry. And maybe you're welcome if you like slow, sad things too. But our next piece is by Brahms. It's Verzagen. He's a mid-romantic composer, late 1800s, and a mezzo's best friend. He writes beautiful, beautiful music for lower voices. The poetry here, it talks about the wind and the waves. You unruly heart, be silent and surrender yourself to rest. You should find comfort in the wind and the waves. Why do you weep? This last piece is one of my favorites that I had heard a million times in recordings and never had the chance to sing it. So the recording was a perfect chance to get the and now I'm happy to share it with you. This is by Richard Strauss, written in 1894. It's one of a set of four songs that were written to his wife as a wedding present. Originally, it was written just like this for piano and voice. It's been orchestrated since beautifully by him in a million different ways. So this is Morgan, is the name. And tomorrow the sun will shine again on the path I will take. It will unite us, happy ones, again, and this same sun-breathing earth. Thank you.
Was a sentimental thing. Threw my heart away each spring. Now a spring romance hasn't got a chance. Offered my first dance to winter. All I've got to show is a splinter.
Thank you. This is where the genre adventurous part comes in, right? So the next two pieces that we'll do together, like our two spring pieces on the first half, are It Might As Well Be Spring, and then from Rodgers and Hammerstein State Fair. And then Hurry, It's Lovely Up Here by Lerner and Lane from On a Clear Day You Can See Forever.
To like, I don't like anymore. I want a lot of other things I've never had before. It's just like Mother said, I sit around and mope, pretending I am wonderful, but knowing I'm a dope.
Make the queen of bees hot as brandy. Come give
This next piece, I was trying to get permission to record from the composer and from his lawyers. So I was emailing, wrong address, whatever, they were busy. I'm not important, so they weren't emailing back, which makes perfect sense. And then in one of those amazing New York happenings when New York City was first opening up, I was in town doing a concert with New York City Opera. I was at a party afterwards. And who was there but the composer of this piece? And it was a very casual party, and I knew the host, and I said, I'm sorry, is that Jason Robert Brown? Like, is that him? He's like, oh yeah, it's my friend Jason. He's super cool. You should go talk to him. He's like, oh, he would like you. You should go talk to him. I'm like, no. Like, I'm super fangirly at this point, right? So I finally got over myself, and I went and talked with him, and he is very nice. And I said, look, I'd love to get permission to record your song. I pitched in the album before I had ever started recording. And he's like, well, cool. Yeah, that sounds neat. But you should sing it for me first, so, and I'll give you permission. And I was like, okay, great. So he sits down at the piano, and we do a little limited concert. And long story short, I got permission to record one of my very favorite songs. So I hope you enjoy. Yeah, he was so lovely. Go support all of his things if you can. So I hope you enjoy Stars in the Moon. This is from Songs for a New World by Jason Robert Brown. I met a man without a dollar to his name, who had no traits of any value but his smile. I met a man who had no yearn or claim to fame, who was content to let life pass him for a while. And I was sure that all I ever wanted was a life like the movie stars led. And he kissed me right here, and he said, I'll give you stars and the moon and a soul to guide you and a promise I'll never go. I'll give you hope to bring out all the life inside you and the strength that will help you grow. I'll give you truth and a future that's 20 times better than any Hollywood plot. And I thought, you know, I'd rather have a yacht. I met a man who lived his life out on the road, who left a wife and kids in Portland on a whim. I met a man whose fire and passion always showed, who asked if I could spare a week to ride with him. But I was sure that all I ever wanted was a life that was scripted and planned. He said, but you don't understand. I'll give you stars and the moon and the open highway and a river beneath your feet. I'll give you days full of dreams if you travel my way in a summer you can't repeat. I'll give you nights full of passion and days of adventure, no strings, just warm summer rain. And I thought, you know, I'd rather have champagne. I met a man who had a fortune in the bank, who had retired at age 30, set for life. I met a man and didn't know which stars to thank. And then he asked one day if I would be his wife. And I looked up, and all that I could think of was the life I had dreamt I would live. And I said to him, what will you give? I'll give you cars and a townhouse in Turtle Bay and a fur and a diamond ring. And we'll get married in Spain on my yacht today, and we'll honeymoon in Beijing. And you'll meet stars at the parties I throw at my villas in Nice and Paris in June. And
took a breath and I got my yacht. And the years went by and it never changed and it never grew. And I never dreamed. And I woke one day and I looked around and I thought, my God, I'll never have the moon. More pieces for you. Thanks for sticking in. This next piece is Lost in the Waves by Kooman and Diamond, two wonderful musical theater composers. And we'll just let it speak for itself.
I have lost.
special guest making an appearance for the last piece today. I thought we might all just need something cute to look at after that song. So this is Ralph. Hi, Ralph. He's 14 years young and a connoisseur of fine music. So he'll be joining us today in place of Toto for our last piece. So thank you again for joining us. Thank you to Real Joy Series. Thank you to Ellen. Beautiful, beautiful orchestra here with me today. Thank you. Yes, please. Thank you. And I'd love to chat with you outside after, so thank you.
Someday I'll wish upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me, where troubles melt like lemon drops away beyond the chimney tops. That's where you'll find me when all the world is a hopeless jumble and the raindrops tumble to the ground. Heaven opens a magic lane. When all the clouds darken up the skyway, there's a rainbow highway to be found, leading from beyond the rain. Somewhere over the rainbow, way up high, there's a land that I've heard of in a lullaby. Somewhere over the rainbow, skies are blue, and the dreams that you dare to dream really do come true. Someday I'll wish upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me, where troubles melt like lemon drops away beyond the chimney tops. That's where you
ending with her own jazzy version of the famous Harold Arlen song, with Ellen Summer at the piano. A Rule Joyce recital treat, mezzo-soprano Christy Haney. Not too long ago, Christy was a voice major at UMKC Conservatory, and then on to being one of the lyric opera of Kansas City's resident artists. Now New York is her home base. She's on the roster of the Metropolitan Opera, and she sings major roles with the New York City Opera, and she's performed at Carnegie Hall. ChristyHaney.com will tell you more about this album and about her recent musical pursuits. We hope you've enjoyed this colorful Classics Live featuring singer Christy Haney with pianist Ellen Summer. Kansas Public Radio's Chuck Smith recorded this Rule Joyce recital at Johnson County Community College. I'm Cordelia Brown. Thanks for joining us. Broadcasts of Classics Live are a production of Kansas Public Radio. Thank you. recorded in KPR's live performance studio in July of 2004. That was a winner of the international piano competition, 16-year-old Eric Chang, playing the Allegro Presto from Beethoven's 23rd Piano Sonata, The Appassionata. This has been Classics Live on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. You're listening to Classics Live on Kansas Public Radio from KU. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV, KANV HD1 Olsburg, Junction City, plus KANQ Chanute and KansasPublicRadio.org.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Vice President Kamala Harris will formally accept her party's nomination tonight at the fourth and final night of the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Harris's vice presidential running mate, Tim Walz, accepted the vice presidential nomination last night. And tonight, other Democrats, including Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin, have been going after the Republican presidential nominee.
Donald Trump was asked what he would do about Social Security and Medicare. And he said, and I quote, there's a lot you can do in terms of cutting. Cutting? He's talking about cutting Social Security and Medicare?
According to excerpts of her speech tonight, Harris will pay tribute to her mother while also promising to be, quote, a president who leads and listens, who is realistic, practical. Also speaking tonight are Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer, Arizona Senator Mark Kelly, and former Republican House member Adam Kinzinger. The pro-Palestinian uncommitted national movement still hopes for a chance or a change of heart from Democratic Party leaders to allow a Palestinian-American to speak on the convention's final night. WDET's Russ McNamara has more.
Uncommitted movement co-founder and Michigan delegate Abbas Alawia said the party told him no on Wednesday about getting a speaker on the program, so he organized a sit-in right outside the convention.
I slept on the very firm mattress that is that sidewalk right there.
Alawia was there overnight with a couple dozen others. He said he doesn't understand why the Harris campaign and the Democratic Party are doing this.
We are the party of inclusion, of representation, of diversity. There is absolutely no reason why our party should be making the mistake of excluding Palestinian Americans.
The United Auto Workers Union, as well as some Democratic politicians, have come out in favor of allowing a speaker. For NPR News, I'm Russ McNamara.
Crews in California and Oregon are now getting closer to fully containing some of the largest wildfires in the West, but NPR's Kirk Sigler reports another heat wave bearing down on the region is prompting new wildfire warnings.
In the West, July felt like August, but August has been a little cooler with some rain, including on the Durkee Fire, one of the largest of the year. It's burned close to 500 square miles of rangeland in eastern Oregon and is now out, except for some hot spots here and there.
Are you boiling up, or is it like a cylinder-looking dirt devil thing?
Rancher and wildland firefighter Bert Sidaway takes a call of a possible new fire. As the heat sets back in, people are jittery.
Yeah, you get a lot of smoke reports this time of year.
Ranchers are still tallying their losses. Almost half of all the acres burned in the mainland U.S. this year have been in Oregon, and Labor Day tends to be the peak of the fire season. Kirk Sigler, NPR News, Durkee, Oregon.
Stocks lost ground on Wall Street today ahead of a key speech by Fed Chairman Jerome Powell. The Dow was down 177 points. The Nasdaq fell nearly 300 points. You're listening to NPR.
Support for NPR comes from the law firm Cooley LLP. With offices in the U.S., Europe, and Asia, Cooley advises entrepreneurs, investors, financial institutions, and established companies around the world, where innovation meets the law. This is Kansas Public Radio.
Stardate, August 22nd. Army and Navy radio stations around the world had something extra to listen for 100 years ago this week, Mars. The red planet was passing closer to Earth than it had in centuries. a retired astronomer thought that Martians might take advantage of the encounter to beam greetings to the neighbors. So he organized an effort to hear the transmissions. David Todd had led the astronomy program at Amherst College in Massachusetts. Most scientists of the day said there was no chance of a Martian civilization, but Todd disagreed. Radio pioneers Nikola Tesla and Guglielmo Marconi had reported hearing odd signals from space several years earlier. Some interpreted the signals as broadcasts from Mars, and Percival Lowell had created maps of Martian canals, built to bring water from the polar ice caps to a dying civilization. All of that convinced Todd that it was worth listening for Martian broadcasts. Todd asked radio stations to go silent for 5 minutes of every hour for several nights. Only one complied, station WRC in Washington, D.C., but technicians at other stations listened for odd signals. The military instructed its radio operators to listen as well, but only if it didn't interfere with normal operations, and it made its leading cryptographer available to decode any Martian messages. Todd also enlisted the help of a television pioneer, and we'll have more about that tomorrow. Today's program was made possible by Mercer Caverns, located in Calaveras County, in California's historic gold country. More information at mercercaverns.net. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.
Happy very dramatic, very dramatic Thursday here on KPR. That was Brian J. Nelson's fanfare on the destiny of fate with the KU brass and percussion. Yes, I am your host, Destiny, and well, I thought that'd be a really great opener for Tango Thursday. Boy, do I have some great tango for us. It's at the very end of the hour. I'm going to treat you to an incredible symphony. Yes, I am. But before I do, today is a very special day. It is the Diamond Jubilee wedding anniversary of Ben and Judy Coates. They are helping to sponsor today's programming on Kansas Public Radio and are longtime supporters. So Ben and Judy Coates of Topeka, happy anniversary, 60 years, amazing. Support from Ben and Judy, as well as other KPR members like you, help make the programming you hear daily on KPR possible. Wow. Thank you, Ben and Judy, and happy anniversary from me and everyone else here at KPR. That's incredible. Absolutely incredible. All right. We have the time to enjoy an entire Brahms symphony together right now on KPR number 2. Yes. In the sunshiny key of D major. I hope you enjoy it. It will be very dramatic. It's with the Caritas conducting the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra.
Thank you.
Wow, so great. Brahms Symphony No. 2 here on KPR with Kertész conducting the Vienna Philharmonic. Whew! What a grand and magnificent thing to hear. I hope you enjoyed it. We aim to please here on Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Junction City. Did you know that public radio listeners are engaged, curious, and community-minded? Your business can unleash the potential of our listeners by sponsoring KPR. Learn how at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org. Or perhaps you don't own a business, but you just want to support us. You know, every little bit helps. So we would love to hear from you. Please join today. Become a sustaining member. It's a fun club. kansaspublicradio.org. All right, Tango Thursday. Every Thursday I play some tango for you, and tonight is no exception. I have a lovely, lovely tango by Albanith, and it's Granada with John Williams on guitar, right now on KPR.
Abeneath Granada here on KPR with John Williams on guitar. Happy Tango Thursday, friends, and happy upcoming weekend. Keep it right here for Jazz in the Night and Bob McWilliams. I'm back next week with more classical music on Kansas Public Radio.
Hi, this is Steve Inskeep with NPR News. Any good news organization should bring you points of view that you agree with and points of view that you don't. Facts you approve and facts that make you uncomfortable. Our job is to bring you the full picture in context so you can decide. This is NPR.
Support for classical music on KPR comes from Spider Art Constructors, offering hardscaping across the KPR listening area, including patios and retaining walls. More information about creating your backyard oasis is at Spider Art, that's spider with a Y, spiderartconstructors.com. From the University of Kansas, it's your place to find classical music and NPR news, Kansas Public Radio. We are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Cromwell Solar, installing solar since 1982 and now offering whole battery backup systems such as Tesla Powerwalls for Kansas and Missouri. More info at cromwellsolar.com.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear.
What about us? What about all
the singer Pink revving up the crowd at the United Center in Chicago tonight as delegates to the Democratic National Convention await the evening's main event. Vice President Kamala Harris making perhaps the most important political speech of her career as she accepts her party's nomination. Senator Mark Kelly of Arizona, a former military pilot and astronaut, took Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump to task for criticizing the military.
Trump thinks that Americans who have made the ultimate sacrifice are suckers and losers. If we fall for that again and make him the commander-in-chief, the only suckers would be us.
Harris will tell voters they have a chance to chart a new way forward in November as she becomes the first black woman and first person of South Asian descent to accept the Democratic nomination. Some anti-abortion activists are raising concerns about recent public comments by former President Trump regarding the regulation of medication abortion. In an interview with CBS News this week, Trump indicated he would not use a 19th century anti-obscenity law to restrict abortion pills, as some activists have suggested. NPR Sarah McCammon has more.
The Comstock Act of 1873 prohibits the mailing of materials deemed obscene, but hasn't been enforced for decades. In an interview with CBS, former President Trump said he, generally speaking, would not use it to ban the abortion pill.
Well, it's going to be available, and it is now.
Kristen Hawkins of Students for Life of America has pushed for using Comstock to restrict abortion.
I think it sets the wrong tone to say that some laws like Comstock will not be enforced.
Trump also said he believes abortion regulation, quote, shouldn't be in the halls of the federal government. Sarah McCammon, NPR News.
New research shows an experimental cancer drug can restore memory in mice with a form of Alzheimer's disease. NPR's John Hamilton reports on the study in the journal Science.
Alzheimer's impairs the brain's ability to turn food into energy. But the cancer drug was able to restore normal metabolism in an area of the brain that's critical to memory and thinking. And that enabled mice with a form of Alzheimer's to navigate a maze as quickly as healthy mice. Shannon McCauley of the University of Kentucky says the result suggests a new approach to treating Alzheimer's.
The thought that we can have these metabolic changes in our brain, but they're reversible, can kind of change how we think about targeting this disease.
Existing Alzheimer's drugs remove toxic amyloid plaques from the brain, but don't improve memory or thinking. John Hamilton, NPR News.
Stocks lost ground on Wall Street today ahead of a key speech by Fed Chairman Jerome Powell slated to take place tomorrow. The Dow fell 177 points. The Nasdaq dropped 299 points. You're listening to NPR News. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky made his first visit to the border area where his forces launched a surprise offensive pushing inside Russia. During his visit to the Kursk region today, Zelensky said Ukrainian military had taken control of another Russian village and captured more prisoners. Zelensky saying those Russians could be swapped for captured Ukrainian forces as the war continues. The action has provided something of a morale boost, though the Ukrainian military continues to struggle in other areas like its eastern front as troops face superior Russian firepower. A Canadian firm has discovered the world's second biggest diamond at 2,492 carats in a mine in Botswana. The company Lucara Diamond announced the find today. Kate Bartlett reports the stone is the size of the palm of a hand.
The Botswana government says the stone is the second biggest in the world. No value has yet been given. The Southern African country is one of the world's largest producers of diamonds. The new stone was discovered using new X-ray technology at a mine in the country's northeast, the company said. It allows diamonds to be extracted from the ground without breaking into pieces. The biggest diamond on record is the 3,106-carat Cullinan diamond, which was mined in South Africa in 1905. Parts of that are in Britain's crown jewels. For NPR News, I'm Kate Bartlett in Johannesburg.
Mortgage rates continue to show signs of easing. Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year loan fell to 6.46% this week. That's the lowest rate in 15 months. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Fisher Investments. As a fiduciary, Fisher Investments is obligated to act in their clients' best interest. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. This is NPR.
Julian Lee at the saxophone. Philip Norris at the bass. TJ Reddick at the drums. My name's Isaiah. Thank you very much.
At Dizzy's Club Coca-Cola in New York City for a wonderful young piano player, Isaiah J. Thompson, here on KPR in his piece called The IT Department, joined by Julian Lee, the tenor saxophonist, bassist Philip Norris, and drummer T.J. Reddick. The album that came out in 2023, entitled The Power of the Spirit, Isaiah J. Thompson. Good evening, I'm Bob McWilliams. Welcome to Jazz in the Night. In about 7 or 8 minutes, we'll dive into the vinyl vault, some fine jazz from the West Coast from 1958 by bassist Curtis Counts and the Curtis Counts Group. Support for Jazz in the Night on KPR comes from Beautiful Music Violin Shop, sponsoring the Kansas State Fiddling and Picking Championships, a day of music, food, and family fun Sunday in downtown Lawrence, more at fidpick.org. Well, here's trumpeter Eddie and Charles in the album called the Eddie and Charles Creole Orchestra, and this is Eddie and's arrangement of a Monty Alexander piece called Think Twice, for you here on Kansas Public Radio.